proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson relating to Jewish holidays. On this day, we begin our celebration of the Jewish New Year, or Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is one of the most significant holidays in the entire Jewish calendar. It commences a 10-day period that concludes the Days of Awe and ends with Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, occurs on the first day of the seventh month in the Jewish calendar, what the Jewish people call the month of Tishrei. This holiday in the English calendar can fall anywhere from mid-September through late September. As a general rule, the date marking the Jewish New Year takes place 163 days after the initial day of the Passover. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah will never fall on the first day, fourth day, or sixth day of the week. On the date of Rosh Hashanah, according to Jewish history, Solomon had the Ark of the Covenant brought into the temple, an incident recorded in the fifth chapter of the book of 2 Chronicles. Jewish tradition also holds that Ezra the scribe publicly read the Law of Moses on that day. Furthermore, according to Jewish belief, God created the world on the first day of the seventh month of the year. The 29th chapter of the book of Numbers described the nature of the offerings that Jewish people would bring on the new year. Each person produced a burnt offering, comprised of a young bullock, a goat, and seven unblemished lambs. Jews also brought meat offerings and sin offerings on that occasion. On the afternoon of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, in some medieval Western European Jewish communities, on the afternoon of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, men empty out their pockets into a source of flowing water. This ceremony, still practiced by some observant Jews today, this ceremony is known as tashlich, which derives from a Hebrew word meaning casting off. The practice of tashlich, traditionally done by individuals, is more of a group activity in our times. The basis for this practice comes from a passage found in the seventh chapter of Micah's prophecy. Quote, "He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea." Unquote. Such an action, Jews believed, formed a symbolic response to God's exhortation found in the 18th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, when he warned the Jewish people to, quote, "Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed," unquote. The practice of tashlich, though, had some negative repercussions. This is true especially during the 14th century when the Black Plague raged throughout Europe. Gentiles who witnessed Jewish people casting things into the water accused their Jewish neighbors of poisoning the community's wells. Mob outbreaks resulting from this misapprehension caused the death of a number of Jews. Meals consumed during the New Year's celebration generally include apples and honey, symbols of sweetness. Other foods eaten during Rosh Hashanah include dates, black-eyed peas, and honey cakes. Furthermore, families serve rounded bread baked with eggs, known as challah. Challah symbolically represents the year's full coming circle. The holiday known as Rosh Hashanah is a festive time for Jewish people, but it leads them to serious introspection, as we'll see in our next session. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson relating to Jewish customs.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.